Hey everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Okay, so listen, guys. I just wanted to kind of bring this up, make sure that everyone's okay. I know that you expected more, so I'm sorry, but I was not named Time's Person of the Year.
Man.
And instead, I came in as a runner-up, but this year they chose Elon Musk. So I am sorry.
Like a Chicago Cubs fan, you'll get him next year, bud. Next year. It's all good.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that one?
Boo.
Yeah, the outcome was definitely not a favorable outcome. I would have taken you over the Musk man, I guess. Yeah, there you go. I think you're a better human being than Elon Musk. How about that, Jer?
Well, thank you.
But I don't know if that's really being complimentary, because Elon Musk is kind of a huge, horrible shitbag. So saying you're better is kind of like just saying, you're pretty normal of a human being.
Yeah, like, I mean, in a year where, like, there have been some really excellent people, like, I don't understand why they gave it to him. I don't really know what he did this year that made him Person of the Year, other than what he hosted SNL. I mean, but like, what the fuck else?
He made so much money. He deserved it.
Yeah, he took advantage of the pandemic and profited a fuck ton. I mean,
That's everybody, right? Like, we have
not me.
Well, I mean, any business. Like, we have record. Not standing up for Musk, of course. I'm just saying. We have record inflation numbers that haven't been seen since the Great Depression. I think that's where we stand. Like, and I went to get last night. I picked up Colin some food, and he was like, "Oh, I want some Chicken Express." It's like, all right, bud. And even at Chicken Express, they've raised their prices. And they've done so by putting a piece of scotch tape over the prices and markering in higher prices.
market prices.
But yeah, I mean, listen, going out to eat is too expensive, like way too expensive. Even if it's not fast food, like, you can't afford to do it, because it's just like a $9 burger is now up to like $13 at a normal restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid.
Services out the window too. I felt really bad. I did a pickup for a pizza yesterday, and there was a girl working there. I got there around like 7:30 or something like that. She was working there since 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. They had boxes piled up of pizzas that were finished that had to be delivered, except they only had one delivery person. They had a bunch of canceled orders because of said one delivery person. And it's like, man, you can't get, I mean, for me as a customer being inside that store, like, I couldn't be mad at anybody in there. I mean, they're the suckers who had to go to work that day, you know? And it's just like, that sucks, man. I mean, I understand raising the prices, but I hope those prices are going down to those employees who are actually the ones slaving away there, not the fucking assholes that are at home sitting and getting paid like Elon Musk.
Come on now.
Sorry. That was a weird roundabout back to fucking dunking on Musk, but I will say this, and this is coming from me, which is, like I said, this is going on recording. I have more respect for Guy Fieri than I do most other folks after everything that's happened in the last 2 years. What he's done for people as far as, like, looking out for people in the pandemic, like feeding industry, like starting funds for industry folks, like food industry, feeding, you know, all kinds of people. Like, once again, it's such a weird time that Guy Fieri is the hero in all of this. And, you know, you just have so many shitbags like the Amazon dude and Elon Musk, where they're just fighting each other to, like, see whichever whose dick rocket can get into space further. You know, and it's just, it, none of them deserve Men of the Year. None of them deserve Person of the Year, but here we are, you know.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'm not a fan of billionaires being named Person of the Year. I guess if they were changing the world, like, I'd be okay with maybe the only billionaire I'd put up there maybe is like Bill Gates, just because of all the philanthropy and like all the things that he tries to do. Like, and that only comes after like watching the documentary they made on him about all the stuff that he's trying to do for the world. And, you know, I just, but he's still, I guess, is hated by a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, haters gonna hate, man. And once again, I'm going to go real. I don't know how left wing this goes, but I just don't believe there should be billionaires in this world. It's just a gross incompetence of wealth that will never get passed on to the people. It's just, I mean, every rich person I know always accumulates their riches by being the cheapest motherfucker on earth. So it's like, they're just going to smog up the money while, you know, there's such a huge wealth gap. To yep. where it's like, dude, if there's so many billionaires in this world could be changed had people let go of some of the money that they earned off the backs of their employees. There's no self-made millionaire in this world. I don't give a fuck. No, there's no one who just walks into $1 billion. They have a workforce behind them. They have people who do the groundwork and bust their ass, and they're the ones who get paid the least.
Well, yeah, for sure. Like, I like to play devil's advocate. I don't mind if people make money. I don't mind if someone's a millionaire, and I don't mind if someone's a billionaire if they did take care of their employees. Like if everybody from the bottom to the top was taken care of, then I could give two shits if somebody made $1 billion. But of course, that's just not the way it is. I think we've talked about it before on this podcast. I honestly don't think, and I have no facts to back this up. So no facts like to back this up. This is just my humble opinion and my conspiracy theory. Okay. But I do not believe, I believe that if a billionaire wanted to, like, you take Jeff Bezos, and say he wanted to end world hunger or wanted to pay his workforce a living wage, a really good one, like, you know, even $20, $30, $50 an hour, whatever. I honestly don't think the government would allow him to do it because of the fact that the government needs the minimum wage workers to make everyone else money, to make the government money in order to keep the way society is running. Like, it's just, they have a system, it works for them, they need to keep it, they don't want it to change. That's so no facts on that, but I guess you could trace the facts back if you wanted to.
No, you could always use the reference of, look it up. I'm right. Look it up.
Yeah, I did my research.
I did my research.
You listen. You do your own research. Come back to me. You'll find the same thing. You'll know.
Just take 5 minutes and think like an empathetic human being, and realize if you had a full plate and you're looking over at the rest of your table and everyone's got like a sliver, you share your full fucking plate.
Fuck that. I'm hungry.
And see, yeah, and that's a billionaire.
That's why he's Jeremy Richmond.
Everyone eats in my house, man. That's what it comes down to, and that's just house rules. Everyone eats. If I'm eating, the pets are eating. Whoever's in my house is eating. The rats into my fucking floorboards are eating.
Wait, you got rats?
I don't know. We had mice at one point last year.
When it got
they tore through my collectible Star Trek glasses from Burger King. we had them in our kitchen sink. We just set them there for storage. They were in their like little cardboard boxes, and they all got chewed through.
Damn.
Yeah.
What did
yeah,
they find was... in there? What were they like? Ooh, look, hey guys, I smell something. I smell some fucking leftover Burger King from the 80s.
Yeah. I don't know. They're like, fuck Star Trek. Star Wars rules. And they chewed up all my Star Trek shit. Fucking assholes.
What's wrong with rats, man?
Yeah, they're not rats. I don't think they're rats. They're little dudes. I mean, I've seen one scurry, but the thing is, they don't. They only stay like during the summer or so, because, you know, or whenever they. We haven't seen many in a long time. We haven't seen any in a long time.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're okay with them.
Hey, man, you don't mess with me. I don't mess with you.
Yeah, but they start messing with your house, chewing. Yeah,
then
your wires.
That's what I'm saying. Then I start fucking with them. Yeah.
And also, like, they carry disease.
I've got my dogs to take care of them.
Then your dogs carry disease.
Yeah.
I mean, dogs carry weird stuff, but
no, they don't. They have the cleanest mouths in the world.
I wouldn't know about that, but
that's what we learned in elementary school.
I thought they were just cleaner than our mouths.
Because humans. Everything we learned in elementary school is real and true.
Listen, I learned how to
America
play.
Could do no wrong. We're the saviors.
We played Duck, Duck, Goose, okay, where Lily fell in love with me, and everything after that was real and truth, okay? You couldn't tell me a lie after that. Sweet, sweet Lily.
Well, hold on. We got one right off the bat that Lily was in love with you. Sorry, that's one lie right out the gate.
Damn.
Are you married to her now? Like, what?
No, Doug, she died.
Well, I mean, was she real ever?
Oh, she was a made-up figure.
No, Lily. We barely knew ye.
She was real to me.
She was real to me.
Swear to me.
Sorry, that just reminds me of... Kevin and I have been watching It's Always Sunny, and this last week's episode, they went to Ireland. And they're talking about Charlie's imaginary pen pal who taught him like a fake magical language. And then when they get there, it turns out this motherfucker is fluent in Gaelic. Like,
yeah.
Dude can't read or write in English, but this dude is fucking fluent in Gaelic, because it wasn't a made up language. It was fucking, dude, so fucking funny. And it was like, oh shit, maybe your fake pen pal was real. It was a real person.
That's
so
funny.
Fucking funny.
It's so good. That this season has been amazing. We'll talk about that on Thursday. Maybe.
Ridiculous. Let's see. What else has been going on, boys? Other than the craziness of all of rich people.
No.
Oh, somebody wanted an update on Jeremy Richman.
Did they?
Oh, I guess it was a Fan Friday question. They said, what's Jeremy Richman's next big purchase?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, I guess we'll save that for Friday.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's the week of Christmas, so.
Oh yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Christmas is Saturday.
I mean, for Doug and I, it's the week of Christmas.
Yeah.
It's just another fucking Monday.
It's a Tuesday. No, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to celebrate as far as, like, I'm not going to work that day. So that's pretty cool.
You need to go to work because of the fact that it's not your holiday.
Not your. Well, they're paying me like it is. So
you go to work.
I think we're just going to do a friends thing. Like, people, like, you know, who are alone or are in town for the holidays with no family. So I just go hang out with some friends in pajamas. Give us an excuse. We bought these skeleton PJs that we never got to wear for Halloween because Halloween was kind of weirdly canceled this year. So
wait, it was
for us. I mean, like, cause that was right around, like, they didn't have the booster out, or at least we didn't have the booster by then. And we just didn't want to risk going to a big party and dealing with other humans like that, you know, people who may or may not have been vaccinated. So it just wasn't worth the risk this year.
All right. That's fair.
Fair.
Yeah. We did that big tube, you know, with throwing the candy down the tube.
Yeah.
And people still were talking about it a month later.
Awesome.
Like somebody stopped at our house to, like, I don't know why they stopped in front of the house, but the dad comes, he looks to the left and he goes, oh, look at this. We got a Tesla. And then the other one was like, oh yeah, this is the house that had the candy chute, remember, on Halloween? And they're like, oh yeah, yeah, the candy chute. Yeah, wow, yeah. I picked that up on the Ring camera.
That's awesome.
So, but this Christmas, we are, we're going to celebrate the best way we can. We, of course, overpurchased for Colin, like always. We say every year.
Oh, so he's getting a Tesla 2 this year?
Well, that answers Friday's question.
We bought him his own house. The neighbors next door were moving out, so we just said, it's an investment.
That's right. It was purchasing land. And if Yellowstone's taught me anything, it's that land is the most hot commodity.
Someday some developer's gonna come around and want to put a mall here. So
I'm ready to fuck them up.
Whether right that takes the street. Three generations or not, I ain't selling.
This is my land. It's actually the bank's, but
Doug, what do you got going on?
Well, it's Christmas my birthday plans. Week. We'll be turning 35.
Close.
Yeah, too close. I don't like that. I don't like that. Don't care for that at all. I think I'm going to, on Thursday, I'm going to do like I've done the last few years. I think I'm going to do like a 12-hour stream. I'm going to start like noonish. I'm going to go till midnight until it's my birthday.
God, you're going to be hunting so much elk.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to be playing. Because I'm not really playing anything new. hasn't been many new games that I've just been like clamoring to play. I did ask Caleb if he would be available so we could play some Far Cry 6. Mm-hmm. Since we've never finished that. I mean, we didn't finish Borderlands 3 either, but I mean, here or there.
Oh.
But yeah, maybe I'll play. I've been playing The Hunter. I know we haven't talked about it on the show, but I've been playing the fuck out of that. And I just got it. It was free on Epic, and then they had a sale on Steam, and Daniel picked it up for me on Steam because the Steam one came with all of the DLC, mm-hmm. which was so much DLC. So I've been playing it again on Steam. I think I've put like, I don't know, 16 hours in on Steam on top of however many hours over on the other one. Let's see. I'm at 16.9 hours. It's almost 17 hours on Steam. That's after just like a week.
Yeah, it seems like you've been playing that on the Discord like all week. Like every time I'd kind of peek in, I'd see you play. You'd be hunting something.
Yeah, I was doing that, and then lately I've also been playing again Sniper Elite 4 because I just announced Sniper Elite 5 is coming next year. I'm excited for that. So you know, there's just something to be said about shooting. You know, you go from one game hunting animals, and like it's cool because when you finally go to like harvest the downed animal, it shows you where you shot them, mm-hmm. kind of the amount of damage you did. So it's fun to also then go to Sniper Elite and kind of have the same thing where you shoot them and you watch the bullet shoot off their testicles. Like it's a lot of fun.
Did you mention they announced the new one?
Yeah, Sniper Elite 5 in France this time. So it'll be fun. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. You get to laisser compétent your competition.
That's how French works, but it's fine.
All right, that's it for Manic Monday. Tomorrow we got Top 5 Tuesday, where we're going to be counting down our top 5 favorite gifts of all time that we've gotten during Christmas. And for Kev, it's just going to be all of his youth until he turned. Let's see. He got married and he stopped celebrating Christmas.
I stopped celebrating way before I got married.
Okay. So he stopped celebrating around when he was 40 and he's been married for about 20 years now. So you do the math. Until tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.